Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love, something that has got me and caught me and made me really want to hear it again. And right off, I'm starting with a song called Sober by Little Big Town. I watched the Country Music Awards a few weeks ago, and this is one of the songs on the show. I'd never heard it before. It has a double entendre, I guess you'd say. The word sober, they say that love is the best drug, and I don't want to die sober. However, I also think that the implication is that drinking a little bit might not be a bad thing, especially if you're dying. Anyway, this is Little Big Town, who are big stars right now, country music stars, and the song is called Sober, and it caught my attention, and I wanted to share it with you. That was Sober by Little Big Town, a current hit, and you can pick it up on country music on the radio. Next up is another song from Crooked Still. I've been playing songs every week from Crooked Still. I love this group. They're a bluegrass band, bluegrass and old-time music, with a cello, and the cello just makes a big difference to me. Anyway, I like this song a lot. Very simple melody, not a whole lot going on, but just wonderfully done, and I especially like it when the cello kicks in, which it does about, I think, two-thirds of the way through the song.
My dearest friend, it's very well You slighted me, but I wished you well. If never no more your face I'll see, I wouldn't serve you like you served me. You caused me to weep, you caused me to moan. If you're satisfied, I never could be. To save my cheeks and tears for thee, oh, can't you shed one tear for me? My dearest friend, my heart's dove, I hope to meet you in the world above. And when we meet, in peace we'll be. My dearest friend,
Look On and Cry by Crooked Still. Tonight is Pairs Night. I've got pairs of performers. I have another song later on by Crooked Still. I'm going to play you a song by Enrique Iglesias next, and later on another one by him. And I have two songs by Casey Musgraves. So it's not often I play two songs by the same artist, but that's just the way it worked out tonight. Next up is Escape by Enrique Iglesias. This is an 80s tune, I'm fairly sure. I'm a big fan of Enrique Iglesias. I just like his music, his arrangement, his voice. He does things with music that others don't do. He puts in different kinds of sounds, different combinations, counterpoints, whatever. But that's all technical. But the main thing is just the gestalt, the way it hits. And this song is one of the ones that I think just works out well. It's basically the theme is you can run, you can hide, but you can't escape my love.
Here's how it goes, you and me, up and down, but maybe this time we'll get it right. Worth the fight, 'cause love is something you can shake. When it breaks, all it takes is some
That was Escape by Enrique Iglesias. Turns out that was released in 2001, and the name of the album was Escape, and it contained the song Hero, which became his first number one song in English. Prior to that, he had been one of the best-selling artists in the Spanish-speaking world. He's had over 70 number one hits on various hit parades, dance, Latin, American pop, you name it. So he's kind of the king of hit parades. And he's still, he's in his 30s now. And I went to a concert at Madison Square Garden, I think it was. And I was just blown away. No, it was Carnegie Hall. And it was just wonderful. He's just a powerful performer. So that was Enrique Iglesias. And I have another song by him later. Now we're back to Crooked Still. This song is called Cavalry. It's, for me, a little difficult to hear the words, but I love the rhythm, and it's definitely about religion. It's definitely, Calvary is in there. So, this is Crooked Still. Listen for the cello.
There's a hill on the bay in the land far away, in the country beyond the blue sea. Where beneath that fair sky went the man for today, pulled the roof down for you and for me. And it's bowed down my heart and the teardrops will start when a memory of the real I see. Which was there on the side, Jesus suffered and died to redeem a poor sinner like me. Beholds fate on the road, neath the world's heavy load, comes a thorn crown man on the way. With the cross he is bowed, but still on through the crowd, he's ascended to that hill on the gray. Hark, I hear the dull blow of the hammer swung low, they are nailed and I go to the tree. And the cross he appraised, where the multitude gazed on the best land of dark Calvary. Bow down my heart and the teardrops will start when a memory of the green hill I see, which was
suicide. Jesus suffered and died to redeem a poor sinner like me.
Calvary by Crooked Still. Well, I'm on a religious theme, I guess, because next up is another song, a hymn. This is called Come Thou Fount. It's sung by Jaden Lavick. And I never know why I like songs. I mean, who does? Sometimes it's the tune, sometimes it's the words, whatever. This one, to me, it's the tune. It's the melody. I just love this melody. I think the words are good, too. But I'm thinking of writing my own words to the song. It's just such a powerful, simple melody, and it caught me the first time I heard it before I could understand what the words were. I think it's an old hymn. Anyway, it's called Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, and by Jaden Lavick.
Every blessing to my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious song sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain, fix upon mount of by thy great help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. 'Cause Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Thank you. too late and let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart today. I'm prone to wander, Lord, I fear.
So that was Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing by Jaden Lavick. And I like to have change-ups every now and then. That was perhaps a spiritual song. Next up is about secular you can get in the way. It's again by my favorite singer, John Stewart. I've played, I'd say every week or so, I play a song by John Stewart. This one's called Summer Child, and it's about a woman who doesn't fare real well in the summer. In fact, she gets, and excuse the language, bitchy and mean. And the song, as it goes on, you realize it's sung by the hired hand who's watching this woman in the summer out on the farm. And I think there's some chemistry between them. You can judge that for yourself. This is called Summer Child by John Stewart.
She was never a summer child. No, never at all. She lacked the cool of the spring and the damp of the fall. For the heat of the summer made her bitchy and mean as she watched for the hired man. Quiet and lean. She was never a summer child. No, never at all. It was the time of the creatures that slithered and crawled. And she'd stand in her window with her back to the light. She knew I was watching. Like a moth in the night. Go down easy, go down slow, go down easy, child. There's a lot of summer left to go. There's a lot left to go. She was never a summer child. At least that's what she said. She said the voices were crazy. They talked in her head. She tapped on my door. Grass like a witch in the wind. Yeah, that summer in Macon in the year 45 it's burned in my brain till the day that I die. Go down easy, go down slow. Go down easy, go down slow. Go down easy, go down slow. Go down easy, down easy, child. There's a lot of summer left to go. There's a lot of summer left to go. She was never a summer child.
Summer Child by John Stewart. Summer's gone now. We're well into fall and into winter, really. But that's a summer song. Next up is Queen of Memphis by the Confederate Railroad, 1992. This was their biggest hit. It's a good story. The kid comes up from Georgia to see the big city and meets the Queen of Memphis, meets a young woman, and she takes him around the world, he says. She's the Queen of Memphis. The storyline's pretty good, but that's not my thing about this song. The storyline's okay, but I love the rhythm. This is honky-tonk country rock and really has some great riffs. This thing's going on in there, and I get a big kick out of this song. So I hope you like it.
Hitchhiked up to Memphis, a young boy in my prime. I thought that big old city could ease my Georgia mind. After just 1 hour, I met this southern girl. She said to call me the Queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world. And I saw stars on the water. I heard elves singing blue suede shoes. That old muddy river was my witness the night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis. Rolling through my mind.
That was the Confederate Railroad singing the Queen of Memphis, their biggest hit. Next up is a song by Earl Thomas Conley. It's from 1975, but I hadn't heard it till just the other day. It's called I Have Loved You, Girl, But Not Like This Before. And it's a mood song, a sweet mood. People in love go through different moods. I mean, there's the fire and the passion, and then there's the quiet times, and there's the sweet times. And I think this is one of the sweet times. And we're going to contrast it with the next song, Don't Turn Off the Lights, by Enrique Iglesias, after this. And that's fire and passion. But this time, this is people who are together, and it's a kind, sweet moment in my book.
I have held you, girl, but you ain't never made me feel so good before. Love me some more, and I have kissed you, girl, but your lips ain't never tasted quite so
Thomas Conley singing I Have Loved You, Girl, But Not Like This Before. And it's a gentle, kind song. Next up is Don't Turn Off the Lights by Enrique Iglesias. And I infer that this is the beginning of a passionate romance. And they're together. Now, we won't get into too much detail here because it's not appropriate. But lovemaking is often done in the dark or in the dusk or quiet lights. But here is Enrique Iglesias asking his lady friend, can we keep the lights on? there's some passion here. Don't Turn Off the Lights by Enrique Iglesias. I love the arrangements of his songs.
It's all about, 'cause baby, half the fun is in us figuring it all out. I'm
tell me I won't come get there. It's so hard to even try. But if we move together, oh yeah, yeah, we'll end up on the same sun.
Don't Turn Off the Lights by Enrique Iglesias. Time for a Wombat. This year I was speaking with someone, and I can't remember who, but I think it is a veteran, somebody who'd been in Afghanistan. Anyway, he gave me this quote. Keep in mind that landmines are fairly common in wartime, and to say that an area is has landmines, you'd say it's mined. So in the expression here, so he says, "The easy way is mind. If it's not mind, it's an ambush. And if it's not mind and it's not an ambush, you're probably going the wrong way." I find that a great quote. It's it's sort of saying the enemy is out to get you, and if you take the easy way, you're going to run into mines, and if it isn't mind, it's probably an ambush, and if it is neither one of those, you're probably going somewhere that you aren't going to do you any good. So I told that to a friend, and he came back with this quote. He said, "Fairy tales do not teach children that there are such things as dragons. Children already know there are dragons. Fairy tales teach children that they can slay dragons." Those are both quotes I like a lot. Well, next up is a good song, a great song. It's called Merry Go Round by Kacey Musgrave. When I watched the Country Music Awards the other night, she sang this song, I think, and I have two songs tonight by her. The other one's called Follow Your Arrow, but she's brand new on the country music scene. This song is from 2012, and she's a big star. She's doing well, and I think this song explains why. It was described as being somewhat cynical, and I think it certainly is, but it's still a beautiful song.
If you ain't got two kids by 21, you're probably gonna die alone. At least that's what tradition told you. Don't matter if you don't believe. Come Sunday morning, you best be there in the front row like you're supposed to. Same hurt in every heart. same trailer, different park. Mama's hooked on Mary Kay, brother's hooked on Mary Jane, and daddy's hooked on Mary two doors down. Mary, Mary, quack and schwary, we get bored so we get married, just like dust we settle. Checks are always cashing to buy a little more distraction. 'Cause mama's hooked on Mary Kay, brother's hooked on Mary Jane, and daddy's hooked on Mary two doors down. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, we get bored so we get married, and just like us we settle. Jack burned out on booze and pills, and Mary had a little lamb, but Mary just don't give a damn no more.
Merry Go Round by Casey Musgrove. Next up is a song called Southern Girl by Tim McGraw. And I like the words okay, although it's a bit, jingoistic, sort of saying the South is better and all that. But I like the song itself. I like the rhythm. I like the music and all. But I want to read you the words. Basically, you could pick any part of the world or any part of the country and write an ode, a tribute to the beautiful women that are there. And this one is Southern Girls. Now, I ain't saying them L.A. ladies don't know what they're doing. And I've been in love with New York City a time or two. I had some Seattle coffee, some Chicago wind, some Kansas wheat fields I'd love to see again. But the fireflies play where their cattails grow, and them seven girls, they talk nice and slow with kisses sweeter than Tupelo honey, little bit crazy like New Orleans, Memphis blue and Daytona sunny, soft as cotton in some cut-off jeans. Don't you know, ain't nothing in the wide world like a Southern girl. Southern girl, rock my world, hazel eyes and golden curls, put on a country song, gonna dance all night long. A Southern girl's mama probably taught her how a lady should act, but a Southern girl's probably got a barn somewhere reared out back. She'll get a little hay in her hair, her tires in the mud. She's been caught in the rain and washed in the blood. Like cherries in her coke, takes a little sip, comes over to me with them sunburned lips, and then kisses sweeter than Tupelo honey. Ha. The verses repeat, the choruses. I'm skipping over that part. If you've ever seen Savannah heat up when the stars come out, well, then fellas, come on. You know what I'm talking about. Kisses sweeter than Tupelo honey, a little bit crazy like New Orleans. Memphis blue and Daytona sunny, soft as cotton in some cut-off jeans. Don't you know, ain't nothing in the whole wide world like a Southern girl. Southern girl, rock my world, hazel eyes and golden curls. Put on a country song, gonna dance all night long. So those are the words to the song Southern Girl, sung by Tim McGraw.
Now I ain't saying the Millie ladies don't know what they doing, and I've been in love with New York City a time or two. Some Seattle coffee, some Chicago wind, some Kansas wheat fields I'd love to see again. But the fireflies play where the cattails grow, and them Southern girls, they talk nice and slow with kisses sweeter than Tupelo honey, a little bit crazy like New Orleans. Memphis Southern girl. A Southern girl's mama probably taught her how a lady should act, but a Southern girl's probably got a barn somewhere out back. She'll get a little head, her hair, her tires in the mud. She's been caught in the rain and washed in the blood. Like cherries in a coke, takes a little sip, comes over to me with them summer lips and them kisses sweeter than Tupelo honey, a little bit crazy like New Orleans. Memphis blue and Daytona sunny, soft as cotton and some gold. Stars come out. Well, then, fellas, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Kisses sweeter than Tupelo, honey. Little bit crazy like New Orleans. Memphis blue and Daytona sunny. Soft as cotton and some gold. Southern
was Country Girl by Tim McGraw, and quite an interesting arrangement there. I'm going to finish up the show with Follow Your Arrow by Kacey Musgrave. We heard one earlier song by her. She's a current country star, and she writes her own songs mostly. I'm pretty sure she wrote this. So this is Follow Your Arrow. It's got some good wordplay in here. Listen closely. Follow Your Arrow by Kacey Musgrave. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes to you on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you my favorite things and an occasional oddball thing, which I call a wombat. And we had a wombat tonight when I read those silly little poems. Well, I want to wish you all a good week and encourage you to do what I encourage you to do every week, in which I try to do to the best of my ability, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.